Hey everybody, this is Josh. Hope you are doing well. This is a special episode of the podcast as it tells the story of the 2019 youth mission trip that our students just had, led by our amazing Reverend Amanda Joria. We're excited to bring you this message. I do hope that you will go check out the church's YouTube channel, Park Ridge Presby, to find the video for this message. The video includes the special mission trip video that was prepared and shared this past Sunday, and I think you'll want to check that out as well. It tells you a little bit about the whole story of the week as well. You can also go to our church website to find a link on the homepage to a special page dedicated to the youth mission trip. That'll be parkridgepresby.org/youthmissiontrip to find the video. Again, we hope you enjoy this episode of the podcast.
Good morning. I'm Elle, and I'm 13 years old, and I'd like to provide a recap of our PRPC youth mission trip this year. We drove down to Princeton, Illinois, which is about 30 minutes past Starved Rock, and in total was an hour and a half, hour 45 drive. And compared to many others involved in this trip, we traveled very shortly, considering one group came from Japan. Our group amounted to 6 out of the 127 total people who volunteered for the week. During the trip, we got divided into these things called crews, which is what we would be working with, painting with, building with, whatever we would be doing during the week. And lucky for us, Amanda got something figured out, and the six of us got to spend from 6:45 a.m. to 11 p.m. every single day. It was a great bonding experience. During the work hours, we helped the elderly, disabled, and low-income residents of Princeton, Illinois. And specifically during the week, we helped our resident, Mary, and she had been battling many illnesses, which made her incapable of painting her house. And some of the things that we achieved in our house, we painted 4 freshly painted rooms, a ceiling, and incredible neck pain. We came with beginner's painting skills and came back with the only thing we can see in this wall is spots. When I got home, after the trip, I was talking to one of my friends, and she told me that it's kind of crazy to think that 127 teenagers, adults, you know, college kids, spent a week of their summer to help others less fortunate than ourselves without expecting any reward besides the joy of seeing the product from start to finish. And it got me thinking that it's really cool because teenagers are known to try to be too cool for everything else and try to be better than everyone else, but everyone was like the opposite of that there. And so I thought it was really cool. And the mission trip was not all paint and pain. We also had a program, which is like our sermon. We had it in the morning and the afternoon. And the summer / week theme was relentless. And it seems like a bad thing when it's talking about like a little kid or something, like trying to get your attention, because it never ends. But when it comes to God, it's not bad at all, because the fact that God is relentlessly pursuing us is really cool. It's just everyone in this room, God's looking for. We had a sermon twice a day, and like I said, and we had the program leader, which is like the speaker of the sermons, Johnny, and he sounded really scripted the first couple of days, but on Wednesday, I don't know if it was Wednesday or Thursday, but he really spoke to me and a lot of others about this wonderful thing called forgiveness. And it doesn't seem like a big deal until you actually understand the concept of it, because no matter what we do, no matter what we say, we're always gonna be forgiven. It's like kind of crazy because he's giving us a do-over, like a new sheet of paper for us to tear up every single day, and God willingly, relentlessly giving us a new sheet every day. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Emily Hansen, and I'm 19, and I was one of the chaperones on this trip. So I'm here just to give a little testament to what these programs and this trip really does change in all of us. So We have program every night, Sunday through Friday, and I would say that Thursday tends to be the most intense. It's where we go the deepest in the scripture and where I think we do the most self-reflection. And this was Johnny, our MC's, less scripted days. He was really inspiring that day and truly spoke to us. And we were all invited to go up to the front on the stage where there was a cross and pray whenever we felt like it. You didn't have to if you didn't want to. And the first kid that went up, I think, was truly inspiring for everyone. He just went up there and he knelt down and he put his head to the ground and he just prayed. And then everyone followed him. And I think that some of us probably wouldn't have gone up if it wasn't for that kid. So a little bit about what I learned. If you guys don't know, there's this thing called an Enneagram test. It's a test that you can take about your personality type. If you don't know about it, I'm told that Josh can tell you everything. But I'm a type one, which means it's called a perfectionist. So there's this artist who writes songs for each Enneagram type. And one of the lyrics is, I'm not certain if there's any such thing as perfect, but we won't know unless we try. So that really rings true for me. But this week was a perfect theme. Each group mission trip has a theme, and this theme was relentless and how God relentlessly loves us and relentlessly pursues us. So it was amazing to hear that no matter how imperfect I am and we are and how undeserving that we are, that God has this perfect love for us and loves us no matter what. So that was really awesome that God would leave the 90, if God was a shepherd, he would leave the 99 sheep to go after the one that ran away. And that just always rings true in my heart. So it was just a really amazing week. And thank you all for praying for us and supporting us during this time. And so we have a video for you about what we did this trip and our fun activity that we got to do on Wednesday. But first, Katrina, will you grab it for me? Or Emma's got it. Amanda, will you come up here? We wanted to say thank you so much to Amanda for being the awesomest leader on this trip. And we love you so much. And she has done so much for us. So can we hear a quick round of applause for Amanda?